Today, sharing the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Hei Omer Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of a beautiful siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, which deals with the halachos of eating and drinking in the sukkah. And we have one Mishneh Berurah to finish off from yesterday's shir. So we'll start today with Sif Katan Lamed in the Mishneh Berurah. We had mentioned yesterday that Rotzim Mispala B'Sukkah or Chutz L'Sukkah. If a person wants to daven, he has a choice of davening in the sukkah or outside the sukkah. What's this choice based upon? So the Mishneh Berurah says, Sif Katan Lamed, Rotzim Lomayr, the Mechaber is telling us, the Be'ezim Okam Sheishlo Menucha Yoser L'Spala B'Chavona, Shom Yispala. Whichever place will cause him to daven better, that's where he should daven. If he'll daven better in the sukkah, so daven in the sukkah. If he'll daven better in his house, daven in the house. Obviously, we're not talking here about that there's a minyan. If there's a minyan, of course, you go to the minyan. And as we'll see later in the shiur today, even to learn in the base medrash, one is permitted to leave their sukkah and go learn in the base medrash if you always do so. So certainly, obviously, somebody leaves their house all year long to go to minyan in the shul, obviously you go to shul and daven in the minyan. So we're only talking here about when you're davening b'yachidus, if the choice is in your house or in the sukkah, so daven which place will daven better. And now here we have this din that I just mentioned. If there is a shul in your community, so in niach sukkos, of course you leave your sukkah, a holy little base of knesses, and of course you daven in the shul. She came b'shayim osashana, because all year long, gam kim in niach diroso, you're going to leave your house, a holy little base of knesses, and of course you're going to go and daven in shul. And Dershu foot number 36 adds, the same thing would be for le'inyan talmud Torah in the base medrash. The reason after the shulchan or harab, shalom the base medrash, part of a sukkah. The person has a chavrus, he always learns in the base medrash, he likes to learn in the base medrash, he's certainly going to a shir in the base medrash, so therefore you can leave the sukkah to go for a shir as well, or for a chavrusa. Now, the next question that he brings out, a very important question of Havdalah, Mavdil Basukkah. You should make Havdalah, Matzi Shabbos, Matzi Yontif, the first days of Yontif, you should make that Havdalah in the Sukkah. She can't call a Shonim, Mavdil Bavesa, because all year long you make Havdalah in your house. Now, obviously, if somebody makes Havdalah in the Shul all year long, he's, let's say, a Yochid, he doesn't have a family, and he listens to the Shul where they make Havdalah, so then he could listen to the Shul Havdalah as well. But here we're talking about a person who makes Havdalah all year long in his house, so you should make Havdalah as well in the Sukkah. Teshu Kain to do it. Now this leads to a very interesting question, the issue for number 37, do you make a Leshu Vasukkah or not on this Havdalah? Now, we'll see that this is a controversial thing, so many have the custom that they don't make a Leshu Vasukkah, but they'll eat a Mizonos or they'll eat the Malava Malka right afterwards and make the Leshu Vasukkah immediately afterwards, so it really goes on both. Or that they'll make the Leshu Vasukkah with the Havdalah, but then eat something afterwards, a Mizonos at least, if not their full Malava Malka, so the Leshu Vasukkah goes on both. But what is this Machlokas? So the issue foot number 37 brings down that the Luach Eretz Yisrael says he should make a Leshu Vasukkah with the Havdalah. Yesh Levorech Oso La'achar Birchas Havdalah Lefnei Shtiyas Sakos. So you have to finish off saying Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, then you make a Leshu Vasukkah, and then you drink the cup. And he says, we've already learned previously in Siv Kotin Yud Gimel, Shemitzad Shtias Hayayin Atzma, Ein Mevarchem Birchas Leshu Basukkah. If you just have a glass of wine, you don't make a Leshu Basukkah. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down it over here. Kivan She'ein Odom Oseh Havdalah Bishuk. You don't make Havdalah normally in the marketplace. Therefore, you always make it in your house. It's Nachshevitz Kamaisik Vias, Umachshiva. So therefore, Havdalah is considered like a Dover Keva, and therefore it deserves its own Leshu Basukkah. Therefore, Af HaBrocha Eino Nechshev is Hefzik, Bein Birchas Havdalah L'Shtiyas Hayayin. And that's why it's not considered Hefzik between the Bar Priya Gofen and the rest of the Havdalah and your drinking of the wine, because it's an intrinsic part of the requirement. However, if Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, Sha'od V'yosu L'Hakdim is Birchas Leshu Basukkah, the Birchas Bar Priya Gofen. He says, why not make the Leshu Basukkah first and get around this question? Make it at the beginning of the Havdalah, right before you make the Bar Priya Gofen. And this way you don't even get involved in the Shaila at all. Furthermore, he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, Sheish Lahakdim Birchas Leshu Basukkah Lavdalah. He also said you should make the Leshu Basukkah first, but Lo Levarach Oso Liachreah, Kodem Ashasiyah, because of this concern, Shulamaisa Eino Nechshevis Tzorach Achila, and therefore could be a Hefzik. However, Rav Ozan Zatzal, in the Shevet Alevi, brings down that while the Minog Bekama Medinos is Levarach Leshu Basukkah Liachar Havdalah, Kodem Ashasiyah, that while some do have this custom of making the Leshu Basukkah after the Havdalah, before you drink, nevertheless, he says, Minhagenu Eino Kain. He says the minhag is not to make Havdalah with a Leshu Basukkah. He doesn't consider it to be a Kvias Suda, and therefore, this I think is the custom that many people have, is that they don't make a Leshu Basukkah with the Havdalah. But as I mentioned, Mikomokum, Lamaisa, Noag, Harishom, Zalman, Zatzal, Lechol, Mine, Mizonos, Liachar Havdalah, that he would go and eat Mizonos right after the Havdalah and then make the Leshu Basukkah on the Mizonos. Or if you made it in the Havdalah, so then you Yotzi now with the eating of the Mizonos. So even if you did make a Leshu Basukkah on the Havdalah, you now have the food that you're normally making a Leshev HaSukkah on right afterwards. And again, if it's a Motzei Shabbos, some of the custom, they would go right into Malava Malka. Then he says, what happens if for a woman, it's difficult for her to go out to the sukkah? For example, she's pregnant, and it's difficult for her to go to the sukkah. They didn't have the sukkah always right off their front porch, right off their kitchen, and it was difficult to get to the sukkah. So Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet Levi, adds, in this situation, the husband shouldn't give up making havdalah in the sukkah and make havdalah in the house, but she should make her own havdalah in that situation and drink from it. Alternatively, he says, if the husband is careful not to have more than a malo lugmav, so that's enough for the havdalah, but it's not enough that it would be mechayev him to drink it in the sukkah, which is a shtishia of a revius. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Yardug Yishomim, if it's raining, unfortunately. So Hareze Nichnas Asoch HaBais. Now he says, well, this rarely happens. Another good reason to make aliyah. But in Chutz Laaretz, it happens all the time. Rav Shechta Shlita pointed out that the curse that the Gemara attributes to when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing the wine back that you're trying to serve him in the servant's face, because it normally doesn't rain there. But in Chutz Laaretz, when it rains, this curse doesn't apply. And other great Gedolim say the same thing. In any event, when it does rain, you don't have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. You're a mitzvah and you're potim in a sukkah. Mishabur explains to Kot Laman Aleph, just like you go in if it's raining, you also go in if it's too hot or if it's a lot of insects. Even if you aren't personally suffering from that, you could manage it, but it's ruining your soup. The rain is ruining your soup. You don't mind the rain, but your soup is now water. Or if you have something that the fats are now getting congealed because it's too cold outside. You don't mind the cold, but your meal is now congealed. So then you can go into the house as well. And you don't have to then, when it stops raining, go outside. Actually, you're allowed, once you go inside to eat your meal, you can finish it in the house. And once you're going inside because of these congealed foods, seeing if you're eating foods that aren't congealed, you can stay inside. Like I just mentioned, and we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in tomorrow's year, if it's raining and you go inside, you don't have to come back and check every 2 minutes. Oh, it stopped raining. I have to go outside, inside, outside. You'll have to finish off the meal. Once you went inside the hefter, so then you can finish off the meal inside. Because of the Bikur Yaakov writes, then Avshol is sacking below Torah Godol, if you're able to go and fix the problem without a lot of effort, Shelo Yikushu Amacholim, that the foods won't congeal. For example, you bring it out in some sort of a dish that has like hot water in it, and this way the food stays hot and it's going to be edible and it won't be congealed. You should do this. And that doesn't qualify you for being a mitzvah. Mr. Burris, if caught lambi bays writes, if it's windy, the wind's coming into the sukkah. And because of the wind, it's blowing off little pieces of twigs or of wood or pieces of schach into your soup, into your food. If you're a fussy person, and it's difficult for you to eat food in this manner, therefore, then you also have the right to leave the sukkah. You're a mitzdar, and mitzdar is part of min sukkah. Now, Mechaber continues and he says, at what point are you allowed to leave the sukkah? So he says, Mishiyerdu l'socha sukha tipos, when it's raining, if the drops come into the sukkah, shem yiplu l'socha tavsho yipasol, and if they were to go into your food, it would ruin your food, so then you're allowed to go and leave the sukkah. Avil tavsho shall pull, and this is even for a bean tavsho, which the Mishmarur will say is very easily spoiled. So even though it would be a small amount of rain, you can still go in the house. Mishmarur explains Sivkot Lamed Gimel. We call Malkum, however, im einan yordim lamakum shiyoshisham. So it's raining in your sukkah, but your schach has different capabilities of preventing the rain from coming in. So where you're sitting, it's not yet dripping in. So tzorech lechol b'sukkah bo shadayin einam yordim olav, because of the way the sukkah is constructed, it's in between houses, whatever. So if you can sit in your sukkah, even though it's raining in other parts of the sukkah, and it won't disturb you, so then you should eat in the sukkah. V'al shulchanon, you should eat on your table in the sukkah. And you might even be able to make a leisha b'sukkah in this situation. It's not a concern because you're eating in the sukkah. And he brings that from the Bikur Yaakov. And he says, Ayin shom, shemevi v'kitzas ra'il ezem yamaril. The maril seems to support this. V'nira d'imhu istinis u'mitztar b'zeh yocholotzis. But if he's a really fussy person and it's going to disturb him, so then he could leave. In that situation, if he stays, he certainly shouldn't make a leisha b'sukkah. The issue footnote number 40 has an arichus on this. What happens if it looks like rain, right? You listen to the weather forecast and they say it's going to rain, or it looks very cloudy outside. So the Ritva brings down, potu milecho b'sukkah. You're not obligated to sit in the sukkah. Rasha lahasla sudaso b'socha bayis machba shiodeya shiitzdar b'emes sudaso. The weather forecast says there's 100% chance of rain in 20 minutes, and you're going to start your meal now in the sukkah. You're going to have to come inside. So the Ritva says you don't have to start the sukkah meal in the sukkah. You can come inside l'chatrila. He brings down from Rav Ozer in the Shevet Levi Zatzal, Shemidiri Abikur Yaakov, based upon the Abikur Yaakov that we just mentioned, Shekosu Shekol Od Lo Yordu Gishamni B'mokom Heimotso Ochal B'sukkah V'rashoy Levarach. As long as right now it's not raining in the place where you are, so you can even make a leisha b'sukkah. And implies that you should sit in the sukkah. And it's also Mahur in the Das Torah, Shaposkim lo noktu la halacha ki ritva. We didn't paskin like this ritva that says if you know it's going to rain, you can start off in the house. Shinisha das Torah b'tzorach ilin habracha, albeit he's not sure whether you should make a bracha in that situation. And the Bikur Yaakov said from ritva, it's nechshav hadavar kesofik bracha. Since the ritva says go inside, so maybe you shouldn't make the bracha. However, Rinis and Karlitz, that Sal says, Lo nemru divri ritva elik shenira shiaskal agasham lo redes, take it umiyad. You hear the thunder, the lightning, and it's about to pour, so then the ritva says you go inside. Ach, lo kishenira shiaskil urak, bavurz makursa. You see, there's a lot of clouds in the sky, and you say, yeah, it's definitely going to rain within the next hour or two, but I don't know when, so then even the ritva would say you have to eat outside. And therefore you can make a bracha. The Dear Shifuro continues, says, La'inyan, Hayim Mechuv L'Leches Lishon B'Sukkah K'shiro G'shom Mishtat Mimash Mishim Uboyim. It's a cloudy night, and while right now it's not raining, it's supposed to rain at 2 in the morning. So Rav Nissen Karlitz, Zatzal, says, in that situation, Im Yatchilu La'achas Man Mu'at V'lo Miyad Ein Tzorach L'Leches Lishon B'Sukkah. Even if it's not raining right now, and it's not going to rain immediately, but it will rain during the nighttime, you're allowed to start off the night sleeping in your house. She'ein Derech Ha'odim, because nobody would go to sleep in a place where they know they're going to wake up in the middle of the night because of the rain. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, no, no, it's not raining right now. Now you go in the sukkah. If you have to come inside, you have to come inside. And then he says, Av kisha gishomim asidim likonis l'sukkah el shalo chodru adayin machmas asicha chav. If the rain is definitely going to come in, but right now you have a thick enough schach that it hasn't yet started to come in. So Rav Ozer Zatzal and Shevet Halevi brings down, Shenira sha'ocha bo yochol v'aruch leisha b'sukkah. You can even make a leisha b'sukkah in that situation. Im yaspik lechol pas kishir lefnei shi'chadru l'sukkah. As long as you would be able to eat the amount of the pas that you're mechuyev to make a leisha b'sukkah on, a little bit more than a kabeitza, before it starts the rain to come inside. Then he adds, what is the shear of tsar that a person is allowed to leave the sukkah? So as we'll see in the Ramah, momentarily, it's the amount that would normally take you to leave your house. If you would leave your house and go to another place, even if that other place is not a friend's house, but let's say it would just be a less convenient place, and you go to a storeroom, or you go to some other place, so then that's considered enough that you would be patur min ha-sukkah. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Daled says, even if the rains would fall into this Tavshil Shopul, so the simple understanding is, Shezeh HaMin Miskalkel B'Mehera. This is more quickly going to be ruined by a little bit of water, Aydei Miut Mayim. And therefore, this is a cool over here, that even if it's only enough to ruin a Tavshil Shopul, you're allowed to go inside. However, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Samach Beis, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is the majority opinion, the Rashi, the Rambam, and the Chidush HaRitva, and the Oros HaRuah. However, there is an opinion that is opposite, that says that it's actually the Tavshil Shapul takes longer to go get ruined. But he says he didn't put this opinion down in the Mishnah Berurah because it's a minority opinion and he didn't want to go against all these other great rabbis. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, I go up. Afilu ein Tavshil Lefonav. This is true, even, he brings out from the Smag and the Agos HaShvi, that even if the Tavshil is not in front of you, but if it had been there, it would be ruined. So that's enough that you can leave the Sukkah. Furthermore, the Ramah says, "Misha eno baki b'zeh shir." If you're not sure what the shir is, this is what we alluded to a moment ago in the Dishu footnote number 40. Yeshayu, you should figure out yourself. Im yerdu kol kach yisham l'abayis. If this rain came into your house, would you stay in that room or not? Im ayayotze, if you would leave that room in your house, then you're allowed to leave the sukkah as well. This brought down the name of the Agos Ashri, the Orzarua, the Mordechai, and the Maril. The Ramah continues and he says, "V'chol zedavka b'shar yamim olelo shul sukkas." This din is true for every other night of Sukkot, except for the first night of Sukkot. Avalaila Rishona, the first night of Sukkot, Tzorech Lecho Kezayis B'Sukkah, you're obligated and must eat a Kezayis, a pas in the Sukkah, af im gishamim yardim. Brings that from the Torah, the round and the rush. Even if it's pouring rain, you have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah on the first night. Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot and lamed hey, the avshu mitzdar machamas hageshem. Even though you're certainly mitzdar because of the rain, it's pouring rain, you're soaking wet. The whole mitzdar potem sukkah. And normally a mitzdar is potem in a sukkah. Nevertheless, the Ramah says siru leil Ramah kedas haposkim, who holds like these poskim, the sovin the belayla bishona af mitzdar chayiv. Even a mitzdar is chayiv on the first night. Why? The timeum. The reasoning is the kiven the gamrin and chamisha saw michag matzos. We have the famous gzer rishav tesvav. Like gamre gamrino, we learn it across the board. Mahosam b'chol gavne chayev, just like by matzah, you chayev under all situations to eat that kazayis of matzah. So to over here, af b'sukkos kain. The same halach applies in regards to sukkos that you have to eat the first kazayis on the first night in the sukkah. Tishuvut number 41 brings down av shemitzdar his samayet miteshu kain to duru. What about teshu kain to duru? So he brings down for the meiri shemalai larishon lo nembar din teshu kain to duru. That doesn't apply on the first night. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'dad yesh od migidoli rishonim." There are great gedolim that add. You can see this in Shaar Tzion, Os Hamachimel, the Rashba, the Ravid, Tosfos, and the Vilna Gaon as well. It says this is the right answer. These great rishonim say the Sri Luhu, the Gzei Rishava Zu Lav Lahech Lahachi Asya. This Gzei Rishava doesn't apply in this situation. Bin Lachalik Bin Laila Rishonim L'Shaar Yomim, and that there is no difference between the first nights and all the other nights. And therefore, they pasuk b'al kein yichriu, and you can see this kama achronim in the Shaar Tzion Osamach Dalad, the achronim, the prima godim, the derech hachaim, the tzlach, the beis meir, and the chayodim. They all hold daf to mechuyu lecho besukah machu besafek. Even though you're obligated to eat in the sukkah because of the safek, nevertheless, the bracha leisha besukah lo yivarach because the safek bracha is lachol. Since you have some rishonim say don't eat there, other rishonim say that you do have to eat there. So we eat there. We're machmit to go and eat there because of the gzeir shava. But at the same time, we don't make a bracha because suffik brachos lahakel. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Od kosvu deroi lehamtin ad chatos halayla pen yavor geshem." You should wait until midnight because maybe the rain will pass. Dim yavor yikonis the sukkah yivorech because leisha besukah v'yocha. Then you can go into the sukkah before midnight and go and make a leisha besukah and eat in the sukkah. V'yotze b'zeh mitzvahs aseh l'kol yama. And this way you'll be yotze according to everybody. Why wait until midnight? So the Shaar Tzion Osamach Pav says, "Yotze mechatzos lo yamtin, dizman achila suda rishon hu l'chachila gamkin rak achatzos." Because that's when you eat. The eating is normally to chatzos. People don't eat after chatzos. The Chofetz Chaim continues in the Shaar Tzion Osamach Zayin, "Vimitztayr berov o b'sheina ayideham tanoso." If you're going to be starving or you're going to be falling asleep because you're waiting too late, it says, especially b'frat kishizmin etzlo orchem aniim. Especially if you have poor people eating with you, mustam lo achlu kol yom. They haven't eaten all day. They to evil lechol mitzayim. They're really suffering by not eating. So then ein lo lahamten. You shouldn't wait. The yimanshach. You have either way. Im mitzayir chayiv. Im mitzayir is chayiv. So bevada yochol lechol v'yotzi b'zeh mitzvah seseh. So then go and eat. And if the mitzayir is potter, so gamkin yochol lechol. Then you can go and eat as well. So that's brought down in the name of the Bikur Yaakov. And he says ve'efsha od le'inyan aniim de kaime. If there are poor people present, if you don't let them eat, you're actually doing an isra over here. They're not obligated to fulfill every single obligation. That you're not doing what you said. You invited them in to eat, and you're not doing this. You may be over baal te'acher. And in Dishu footnote number 42, he discusses this further, but I want to point out the one last thing at the end of this Dishu footnote is so important. He brings down from the Chofetz Chaim's personal practice. On a Friday night when he invited poor guests to the Chofetz Chaim, wouldn't sing Shalom Aleichem at the beginning of the meal. If he felt that the guest was hungry, he had the meal start, and then he would sing Shalom Aleichem in the middle of the Suda. That's how far you have to go to make Aniyim comfortable. What a wonderful and phenomenal halacha l'maisa practice of the Chofetz Chaim. He brings that early in the footnote, the same thing. If you want to wait because you're not hungry, you want to eat the meal with the other, but you have poor guests that are there that are hungry, so don't be mahader at their expense. Don't you be machmet, I'm eating with the oven, but they're all starving and you're causing them to be hungry. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, you shouldn't wait till midnight. Because if you wait there with your whole family, he brings it down from the Shari Tshuva. What type of Simchas Yontov is that? Everybody's sitting around waiting to eat, everybody's hungry, so even if they're not starving, that's not the right thing to do. And he brings down the same thing. They don't mention you have to wait till chatzos. They say, wait an hour or two, wait a little bit. Now, today we also know what the weather's going to be. If we know the weather for prediction is that it's going to rain all night, so then you don't necessarily have to wait even that hour or two. They didn't know. But if we know that the weather prediction, which is accurate, says it's going to rain all night long, so then you could go inside and eat right away. Bottom line is, if the rains don't stop, you eventually have to go make Kiddush in the Sukkah, Kemosha Kosa Ramah, as Ramah is now saying, and I'll read this Ramah now, the Kaddish Besukkah, Kiddush Yom HaZman Ala Sukkah. And he brings up for the Trumas Hadeshin that you should make Kiddush in the Sukkah. This way, the Shech Yonah that you're making is not only going on the Yontif, it's also going on the Sukkah. Now, we have a long Mishnah Berurah here, Sikkot Lamed Vav. We'll say that in Mitzvah Shem for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.